We are back. The Gunsmith Show, final segment, brought to you by Williams Gun Safe Company, who, by the way, John, has their indoor shooting range back open now.
I know it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get over today and check it out. I haven't been over there yet this week, but I'm
needed some maintenance and some upgrades
and
a little bit of adjusting. And it's there. They're waiting for you to get those rifles ready.
Yeah.
Get them sighted in. Get yourself ready. Plenty of time to get all set.
Yeah.
For rifle season coming up.
I'm excited. I'm geeked about hunting season this year. I'm not real geeked about bow hunting, although I do need to get out. But doggone, I'm having some shoulder issues, and I can't get my crossbow. I'm having a hard time cocking my crossbow. So I'm looking more forward to rifle season. It can't get here fast enough. But
don't they make devices that'll do that for
they
you?
They do. They make cocking device that goes on the side. It's a crank.
Yeah.
But my crossbow, which is my third crossbow because I keep breaking them, that's a story in itself. But my third crossbow is powerful. It does the job, but it doesn't have that crank on it.
Oh.
And when I used to be young and virile and stupid, I could cock it by hand without the cocking device. Now I need this rope pulley system to cock it, and it works, but it's kind of like pull start in a V8, man. You gotta pull way up in the air, and it hurts my shoulder, and I whine and complain.
You're doing a good demonstration of it right now.
Yeah, I'm doing my aerobics in here. But then I see a deer and all that pain goes away. You know what I mean? So it's a mental thing. Yeah. And I'll get over it. But
Williams Gun season's coming up. They've got the range open, and they are there waiting for you to get outfitted and ready to hit the woods.
Ammo stacked up, ready to go. Get all your gear ready and practice. They're open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. That's Williams Gun Sight Company. You can go to their website, williamsgunsight.com. Check out a lot of the things they offer. You can stop in today from 10 till 6, tomorrow from 10 to 6. Well, doggone near every
day. Any
day
of the week.
10 to 6.
So. Ends in a Y, you're good to go.
That's right. So you can call them at 810-653-2131. And you can also link to them right from my website, thegss.com. That's thegss.com. And it is 10-4 Good Buddy Day. It is the fourth day of October. So we're already into bow season. And looking forward to all the hunting seasons coming up and the days to hunt here in Michigan or the days to get out and shoot. It's also a great time because normally the cooler air, these mornings are cool, but these hot days, usually this time of year I'm getting out shooting skeet just to get my trigger finger warmed up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Skeet and trap and maybe some sporting clays. Get down to Grand Blanc Huntsman Club, do some shooting or something, or go shoot tactical shotguns there at Williams. Lots of fun. So Williams will help you with that decision of picking your new deer hunting rifle with the four different cartridges I basically have talked about today, the 350, the 360, the 400, and the 450 Bushmaster. So picking any of these four out would be good for you for deer season. It needs to fit you. I never want anybody to get more gun than they can handle because they don't enjoy shooting them then. Or you flinch when you pull the trigger. Tell you, the 350s and the 360s, even the 400s, there's not much of a flinch factor to them. The 450s got a little more of a flinch, so you got to be ready for it. I like the longer barrels. It gets the muzzle flash and the boom a little bit further away. And now I shoot them suppressed, so it's even better. But it takes almost all the boom out. So it's nice. But so now the 450 has been around for 18 years, okay, commercially. I met it 22 years ago. But the 350 Legend is now 6 years old. But the 400 and the 360 are only about 3 years old, or 2 to 3 years old. So you're apt to find more 450s used than just about anything else right now. So your used choices are limited. You're not going to go out and find a bunch of 400 Legends used. You're not going to find a bunch of 350 Legends used, although you might. I don't think you'll find a 360 Buckhammer used at this point. You might have to just bite the bullet, so to speak, and get a brand new one. There's not going to be any dust on them, that's for sure, at the store, because as soon as they get on the shelf, they get sold. So let's take a look at what they do have as far as in stock at Williams Gun Sight in used guns in these calibers. Now, the very first one that caught my eye is one I've been looking at for a while. It's the Magnum Research BFR. So that's the biggest, finest revolver. It is beautiful. Stainless steel, black rubber grips, 10-inch barrel, 350 Legend. So this is, performance-wise, imagine a 357 Magnum almost doubled. It is a tremendously powerful gun out of a handgun, and what a hand cannon it would be. It'd be a beast of revolver to go deer hunting with. And they got the price so low on this thing. It's just barely over $1,000. Timeless hunting hand cannon is what I would call this thing. I don't know why I haven't bought it yet. So it will certainly bring meat to your freezer. So consider that one. It's a 350 Legend, available at Williams. It was available when I wrote all this morning, so it might be gone at 10:01. I don't know. Now, another one would be a good one, and this thing is beautiful. It's the CMMG, which is a company that makes really, really fine AR-15s. This is called the Resolute. It's a Mark IV in 350 Legend. It's used. It's got the box, 16.5-inch barrel. This is a really souped-up AR-15, so it's a fancy one. Tungsten Cerakoted finish. It's beautiful. So it's a tungsten finish. Almost looks like a matte stainless steel. Adjustable butt stock. It's got a real nice front rail on it. It has no sights whatsoever, but you sight it the way you want it. And it's just about $1,250 at Williams Gun Sight. So that'd be like going and buying a sports car right there. It'd be a good one. Now here's another nice one. The number three gun on the list is a used CVA Cascade. Now the Cascade is a real nice bolt action rifle. This one's got a Leopold 3-9x40 on it. It has one mag. It's a bolt action, but these CVAs are tack drivers. This is a good one. I think it's got a threaded muzzle as well in 450 Bushmaster. It's just about $800. And with that Leopold on it, that's, you know, it's a nice way to buy a gun when it's already ready to go. Take some time right there at Williams. When you buy it, you're going to get a range pass and you can, go shoot it pretty quickly. Make sure it works good the way you want it to work. So, next one is, a used Mossberg Patriot. Now these are nice rifles. These are primarily American made rifles, in 450 Bushmaster. This one's got a Vortex 3-9x50, which is a nice scope for deer hunting. That Vortex 3-9x50 brings in a lot of light. So in the evenings and in the twilight scopes, those 50s work really good as twilight scopes. So when it's really getting hard to see, you can look through that scope and you'll be able to see pretty darn good in it because it draws in so much light. It's got one sling and one mag, and that Mossberg Patriot can be yours for just about $600. Now, there's two or three Rugers in here I want to tell you about, but I'm just going to tell you, if you're interested in getting an AR in 450, Ruger's done a beautiful job on these. They've got two or three of them in stock right now, used. Check them out. I'm not going to delve into the specifics on each one. They're just nice. Each one of them has different options to it, so you get to pick out the one you want. You know, do you want the chrome rims? Do you want the rag top? You know, what are you looking for there? Might have flip-up sights on it. You never know. But get the one you want. And a great chance to do it. They're all right around $900. Now, I talked about that Winchester XPR a little bit ago in 350 Legend. These are bolt actions. And they got one. And this is a nice one. 22-inch barrel. It's got a really cool camo job on the stock. It's the XPR 350 Legend with a Vortex scope. And one magazine, and it's just about $600. Now, the nice thing is it's got the 22-inch barrel. So this one will reach out there better than the shorter barreled versions. When you get into a 16.5 or 18-inch barrel, you're only going to get so much ballistics out of that 35 caliber gun. But a 22-inch barrel, that's a different story. You're going to be slightly exceeding most of the dedicated ballistics in guns. So honestly, there's lots to choose from, and there's a lot more that they've got several more to look at. I didn't name them all. So along with all the hundreds and hundreds of brand new guns in these calibers, that 350 Legend, 360 Buckhammer, 400 Legend, and 450 Bushmaster, there's such an assortment to choose from. Get your deer gun as soon as you can and get ready to hunt. Don't leave those poor guns alone on the shelf this year. Take them in the woods. Take them hunting. Have some mercy. Show some mercy. Take them hunting and make this year the year you fill your freezer up and laugh and eat venison all year long because you got the right rifle. So get your new hunting rifle. Go to williamsgunsight.com. Check them out. And go to our website, thegss.com. Listen to this again if you want to. Share it with your friends. And remember, you can always send me an email at shooter@thegss.com. Like us on Facebook too, okay?
Even if you're not getting a new rifle, if you are, they can help you get it set up right. You can test it out at the gun ranges out there. But it may be that you're going to go with your rifle and you need some work done.
Oh, you need
adjustments made.
Scope.
They can help with all
that
stuff.
They're doing scope mounting while you wait right now.
Yep.
And you could get into that Twilight style scope. I was talking about getting a 39 by 50 Leopold on there.
Yep.
It's a $350 scope. Pay for the mounts, get it done right there. They test fire it, mm-hmm. and they hand it back to you and say, there you go.
Yep.
You know, you can't beat that.
No, they know their stuff. Good folks over there at Williams. They're on Lapeer Road at Irish and Davison, where they've been since what? 1926.
Now, we've never done a gunsmith show on the air without them being the sponsor.
Yeah.
So that tells you something right there. I trust them. I know them. I love them, and they're good friends. And you'll find that it's a family-type atmosphere there. They'll take care of you.
Great spot.
As all my sponsors are. They're all great people. Every single one of them. So thank you all to all the sponsors. And thanks to you, the listeners, for taking time this Saturday morning to spend time with Dan and I here at the Gunsmith Show.
We'll come back and do it again next week. How's that sound, John?
Sounds like a plan to
me. That's a date. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening to the Gunsmith Show. Keep it right here because we're turning it right over to Ultimate Classic Rock after this.
We did not talk about movies at all this time.
Wasn't it great? Well, we talked about not talking about them.
Well, okay, you're right.
So we did.
It's self-controlled,
Dan. We got some in.
All right.
And there was a mention of John Wick as well, John.
Yeah, just a mention, but we didn't talk about the movie.
The more movie reviews next week here in the Gunsmith Show.
Bye.